Energy eclipse hangovers. Holy cannoli. Have you heard of this term? If you have, drop a little thumbs up in the comments below. I've had a lot of my energy alchemist and mastering intuition students coming to me talking about how they felt so fatigued, how they're feeling the sense of urgency, how they're feeling just anxious. They can't sleep, headaches, sometimes physically not feeling well. And I want to dive into this a little bit because we just had an incredible experience of an eclipse. And when an eclipse is, let's say you're in the path of totality, is visible to you, no matter how small or how tiny, it affects you on a different level, especially if it's during the daylight hours versus sleeping, especially if you are in that geographic location. And let me know too, did you get a chance to see the eclipse? Holy cannoli, how fabulous. I was able to see it, was at a friend's house, and it was spectacular. So I want to share the tips that I utilized firsthand to make sure that even though these amazing experiences were happening, and we're going to talk about what an eclipse can stir up, it didn't leave me feeling kind of groggy and hungover and tired and anxious and nervous of how will this all come to be. So first, let's just talk about eclipses. Eclipses are here to shake things up or to shift them, to shift your perspective a little bit. I want to invite you to think of it like destiny knocking. The universe comes and says, hey, psst, this is your true path. This is what your spirit came here to do. There is a calling for you. And we're just kind of touching in, the universe is saying, to make sure that you really are on the right path. Because sometimes we have shiny object syndrome, we get a little squirrel, and we go down another path that takes us away from our spirit's calling. Like, why are we here? What are we meant to do? Each of us has a unique path as to why we're here. That's why getting your natal chart read is so insightful and helpful, because it clues you in as to what are the gifts you brought into this lifetime and what are you working towards? Because if we don't work towards developing those new skills to answer our spirit's calling, that's when we wake up later on, you know, whether it's on our deathbed or in midlife, and have those regrets and question, like, why did I do that? Why did I live for everyone else? Why didn't I follow my heart? Why didn't I let my passion fuel my days? So an eclipse is meant to create some kind of shift, and that causes change, and that change can create a little bit of discomfort. So destiny's coming knocking. The next thing is that when things start to shift, there's insights and awareness that bubble up to the surface. Like, all of a sudden there might be a realization that a project you've been working on or a job you've been in or a relationship isn't in alignment with your true calling. Now, does that mean you have to throw everything out like the baby out with the bathwater? No, it just might mean that there need to be some shifts and adjustments made in order to get you back on your path of true calling, what it is, why you're here. So for example, I had a client who years ago, right around an eclipse, their job just kind of dissolved, and it was very unexpected and upsetting. They thought that all was well, and it hit them out of nowhere. They weren't expecting it. But when we took a moment to look at their chart, it was a reinforcement that, you know, that job had been the right path way back when, but things were shifting and changing, and their spirit was calling them to take the next step, to level up. And they, looking back in hindsight, realized there had been a lot of opportunities to change jobs and to shift things, but where they were was comfortable. It was familiar. They liked the people. There was no reason, like not a really great reason to leave. Sure, you know, they hadn't had a chance to grow. They weren't being challenged. You know, it was okay. It wasn't lighting them up, but it was steady. It was stable. It was expected. They, you know, they knew what to expect, and it was dependable up until then. So the universe came along and said, you know, we've been trying to tell you and send you signs that it's time to move on, but you didn't take the hint. So we got to say it a little louder. So these insights, they come to the surface and they can cause a bit of anxiety. So this can add to that eclipse hangover where we're like, oh my God, this isn't the right job. It's not the right relationship where I've poured all this time and energy and money and resources into this project. And oh, maybe that's not it. Take a deep breath. Part of the energy eclipse hangover recipe, feel better. I don't want to say cure, but feel better. What you can do will help you with that. because these insights are meant to be inspiration. It's just kind of a little bit more like a kick in the tushy, like a well-meaning parent giving you a wet washcloth on the face. Wake up. It'll get you to where you need to go and you'll be much happier and much more joyful. But things can feel a little crazy right now, which lends to the third part. So these insights and awareness, now all of a sudden you might feel this sense of urgency, like, oh my God, I've got to develop this whole new program right now. I need to find that job right now. I need to blow and break everything up right now. Take a deep breath. The thing about eclipses is that you can feel the effect of them months afterwards. Not everything is supposed to be done on one particular day. It plays out over time. So you have some time, you have some wiggle room, that urgency. Just take a deep breath and allow that to go. It's going to be okay. So just to kind of talk about the three big things that I've noticed with my students and my mastering intuition students and clients is that they are feeling that fatigue that comes from things being shaken up, you know, insights coming. There's that anxiety that builds, that sense of urgency of I'm falling behind. It's going to be okay. So the energy recipe that I want to share with you that I've been practicing myself and sharing with my students is this. The first thing is get outside. Hopefully you're in a geographic location where the weather is nice and you can get into nature. If it's not, you can always watch videos, pop up YouTube, play some nature sounds and nature videos. It's next best thing. You know, the mind is a powerful thing when you step into a place of experience and memory. But by being outside, what it's going to do is ground you. When I watched the eclipse, I was able to lie completely flat on the earth and just feel my skin against the ground. And it was so incredibly healing and soothing and peaceful. It was miraculous, heavenly, wonderful. And I really feel contributed to me not feeling a lot of anxiety or fatigue coming out post eclipse. Then the second part that I encourage you to do is to give yourself some time for reflection. A lot of insights might have come to the surface, or maybe you're like, I should have gotten insights. That was anticlimactic. I was talking with a friend and she's like, that wasn't such a big deal. So for her and her chart, wasn't necessarily hitting her very hard, you could say, or lighting things up. But some of us, there could have been a lot of insights. Just giving yourself some time to journal, to reflect, to meditate. It could be a moving meditation, like a mindful walk, but reflection, a period of contemplation. So, so important. You don't have to do anything yet. Give yourself some time to just digest and discern and to kind of feel into it, where to go next. And then the final thing is nourish your physical body. I was having this conversation with one of my one-on-one clients this morning. You know, there's a lot of ways that you can kind of jump the track and shortcut some of these spiritual experiences. And I'll leave it at that. Maybe using particular substances or aids. Okay. Without kind of going down that rabbit hole too much, what I want to say is if you jump the tracks, if you try to shortcut it, your physical body is not going to be ready for the energy that it will be moving through it. And you'll feel fried. You'll feel exhausted or maybe something more not so great. When you go to this process of awakening or developing your intuitive gifts, there are specific steps to take in order to stay safe, in order to make sure that your physical body is ready to run these big energies, to make sure that your mental body is ready, your spiritual and your emotional body as well. You're channeling and engaging with energy that is higher vibration. And I love to use that analogy or that little idea of if you bring a hairdryer from whatever country you live in to another and you try to run it on their electricity, number one, you have to get some kind of transformer to, you know, adapt to fit the plug. But the energy voltages are different and eventually you fry it out. So if we're running other people's energy, if we're trying to help them by solving the problems, taking on their issues as our own, that's what leads to empathic burnout. And same thing with an eclipse. A lot of energy came through. So just like in a lightning storm, when that lightning's going around, you want to be grounded so that it doesn't hit you and you get whacked or fried. Ground, ground, ground. Then the energetic exercise is to strengthen your energy muscles so that as you open up to these higher vibrations, you'll be able to maintain these healthy, energetic, intuitive awakenings and experiences and not feel burned out or blown out or fried. This is very important. That's why I created my whole Mastering Intuition program, is because so many people have these incredible gifts that have felt like burdens, that have exhausted them. Like, oh, I feel everybody's pain. You know, I'm exhausted being in crowds. I get it. I'm right there with you. If I didn't have these intuitive practices, you know, become a little hermit. Like, oh, I don't want to go out. Can't people today. And I love being around people, but I have to maintain good energetic hygiene. If I don't, then I burn out. And it happens sometimes, you know, we do our best, but it's all a learning experience. And it is very much a spiral. Once we learn one experience, one level, the universe will provide kind of like the next level. You've made it to level two. So conversations for another time. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's fun to talk about these things and to align with the rhythms and energy of the nature and the cosmos that are all around us. So quick recap, to help any eclipse hangover, three particular steps: embrace Mother Earth, get out, ground, earth, forest bathe, however you see it, salt bath, that can work too. Second thing is reflection time. Contemplate, journal, meditate. Allow these ideas and insights to process. You don't have to do it all at once, that urgency. And then nourish your body. So eat vibrant foods. And that's the third one that I don't know that I went into great detail. It's probably why my angel said recap. The third one, nourishing your body. Be mindful of what you eat. If you're eating a lot of processed food or foods with coloring, or I won't get into the whole debate about, you know, vegan versus carnivore, all that good stuff, but be mindful of the energy of the food that you're eating. You can look at something and see if it's vibrant and quote unquote alive, so that it energizes your body and just boost your system. There's something to be said. I know that I've experimented and played with myself about noticing what I eat so that I can channel energy with more clarity. It's going to be different for each person. It really, really is. I'm a firm believer in that. You have to look at your physiology, your biology, and see what works for you. But choose foods that energize you and nourish your body. All right. Oh, I'm glad it was helpful and that you needed it. Thanks so much for joining me. If it has been helpful, please, please do share this with a friend. And I'm so grateful when you subscribe, because then you will be notified of when the latest video drops, or hit that little bell, all these good things. It really does help me out so much. And it enables me to bring more and more of these tips and videos to you. Have a great day. Mwah! Bye, guys.